Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
James Young, known mostly by fans as JY, was not a founding member of Styx, but it was there from the very early days. And one of those guys whose guitar styles are distinct and whose virtuosity is underrated. JY, it is a pleasure to have you on Coast to Coast.
My pleasure.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story about you. Okay? So, I don't know how you did it. This is apropos of nothing. But I had been on WGN for a while, and it was not the whole band, but it was you and somebody else had come on. And then I got fired from WGN. About 7 months later, I'm in the hallways at WGST in Atlanta, where you were making an appearance with, I think, the whole band at that point, on 96 Rock. And you said hi to me in the hallway. I'm like, how did you do that? You're like a name savant. I can't remember the people I met this morning. And you're like, hey, Ian. I was like, okay, that was, you should run for governor, because that is a gift that you can remember anybody like that. So it's a pleasure to talk to you again after all these years.
Yeah.
All right. So
you're a product of Chicagoland, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And this is, I was just talking to somebody about how special I think that is, especially with regard to bands like Styx, because I think all over the country, I mean, we all know disc jockeys and morning hosts and, I mean, a million people in the business. But I got to know Styx when you were back on Wooden Nickel. I remember Styx when people were still stapling, you know, posters of you guys up on walls and telephone poles. That's how long I feel like I've known this band.
Well, every large enterprise starts with some small idea, and we just kept working at it and believed in ourselves. And we were fortunate to get signed to a record label that was pretty good to start with. And then we were fortunate enough to be able to get out of that contract.
Yeah.
And really, things started exploding. We found good people to represent us, and we didn't get not too much got shaved off the money that we were supposed to get because we weren't paying attention or whatever. And it's
right.
I don't know. It's such a spectacular journey. To start out, I picked up guitar at age 14. Everyone in my family was starting on piano at age 5.
Right.
And But Bo Diddley, the Gunslinger, is the first vinyl LP I bought. And now I'm friends with his daughter.
That's great.
I've met Bo a couple times, but he's I've heard, he's kind of a cranky old guy, and I think he passed away recently. But
did he?
You know, that's what got me going on guitar, and then Jimi Hendrix is the most profound influence for me. And
yeah, but you know, it's
five times live. Yeah,
this is the thing, though, and so I was talking about this. There was recently a reunion of Chicago disc jockeys from that era. And they had a, you know, they get together and they talk about the and they're going to do it again next Labor Day, where they just talk about that particular, like, late 60s or mid 60s or mid 70s kind of period of Chicago radio. And that was sort of you were there at that energy point where before everything got nationalized and while there was still a local flavor, and you were amongst many of the local bands in Chicago that people, I think, were invested in because you had or participated in an aspect of that Chicago sound. You say Chicago, a lot of people think of the band Chicago, right? But I mean, we all know REO Speedwagon, Alyota, Haynes, Jeremiah, you, anybody who grew up in that era at that time, that's
what, and
that's you. And that's sort of like, that's why Styx was just like, oh, that was, it was cool to have been listening to you on those first Styx albums before they got rediscovered by the rest of the country and kind of exploded all over again.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory? So, like, at the same time you're picking up guitar, Dennis DeYoung is picking up the accordion or something, wasn't he? Wasn't he originally an accordion player?
He started out on accordion, and we were all, my family was all started on piano, and then we were encouraged to play a band instrument. And I had two older sisters, one played the oboe and the glockenspiel, and the other one played clarinet.
Love that.
So I took the clarinets because I kind of like Pete Fountain and some of that New Orleans jazz he was doing. And my other brother, who was quite talented and in the band with me at that time, not Styx, but the band that I had before Styx, he playing the trombone. So,
well, you know, so here you were, I mean, Illinois Tech, great university. I mean, it's a fine little school. And so you're like the sort of the founding members of the group. You're the kind of the last to join. The rest of the guys all grew up within blocks of each other, didn't they?
The Panazzo twins and Dennis DeYoung lived right across the street from each other. And they met John Cerulski at Chicago's Teachers College, where they all went to get their teaching degrees. Chuck became an art teacher in Fenger High School. Dennis taught music in the junior high setting. But we played, when I got there, they would play a lot of proms and this and that and the other thing, because a booking agent was able to get that kind of work. And there was some Friday night dance club that was downtown called the, can't even remember what it was, but because I never played one. I got there after that era, but they had good money going, and it was a fellow that was married to Dennis's female cousin that kind of booked the band at that point in time, was quote unquote the manager.
Yeah.
And but ultimately it was pretty clear that he really wasn't going to be able to get us any further, and after the first couple of albums came out, and then so we said goodbye to him and got a manager, British guy who had worked with a lot of the British bands, tour manager Derek Sutton, and he came to California to actually be a band manager. And he'd worked with Robin Trower and a few other guys. Derek and we were able to get a record contract with A&M Records, Herb Alpert, and Jerry Moss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real record label where
there's
an artist, Herb Alpert, is half owner of the company.
Right, and could play, obviously.
And could play, but had a sense of music that most record company executives maybe don't have because they're not that musical themselves.
Right.
So we were blessed there because it's really like an artist's paradise there. Just everyone would go hang out. It used to be the Charlie Chaplin film lot where their headquarters were. It was no steel and glass giant tower. It was a two-story thing where Charlie Chaplin made silent films. So it was just kind of a cool showbiz, movie business, LA-centric vibe that place had. And just going there, you bump into you know, Lonnie Hall from Herb, you know, Tijuana Brass and whatever, just
right.
Bumped into A&M people, and Peter Frampton came out of that school as well.
Sure.
And so Frampton Come Alive was a huge album, and we our Grand Illusion kind of followed after that and sold just about as many as he did.
I saw Frampton, I believe it, I can't remember whether it was the World Series of Rock Tour or the Monsters of Rock Tour, one of those, and that was at the old Comiskey, I think it was, or Maywood Park or something, I can't remember, but
yeah.
You played my high school.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. You know, a lot of bands would deny it. They'd be like, I don't believe we ever did.
I went to college with my brother, so.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So here's the deal. We're talking with Jay Young of James Young of Styx, JY, and your sound, what people associate to, I think, your participation of the band was always that rock edge on the guitar, but you do great vocals and you are responsible for many of the Styx songs, especially on the early albums, which later on, I mean, I think they're classics. I think there isn't. I'm going to play a bumper at the bottom of the hour, JY, of the one Styx song I have to start my morning with every couple of weeks anyway, because it goes through my head constantly. And it wasn't just your ripping guitar; it was the vocal, and it's those early years. You recorded in Chicago mostly, didn't you?
Well, we were recorded, first couple of records were in a downtown Chicago studio that did jingles, but had really great technology there. And then Gary Loizo, who had his own home studio. He was the lead singer in the American Breed and retired from that band and started having a recording, you know, studio in his home. And
right.
we go to Gary's to record. And Dennis really liked the way Gary recorded vocals. So it was great to have somebody that was, you know, a great singer in his own right.
Sure.
Gary, and who'd come along. And so we bounced yeah. around a little bit.
Yeah, but that's actually a really interesting point, because American Breed was a Chicago band, right? They did Bend Me, Shape Me, and then,
yeah.
right? And then some of the guys went out to L.A. and they formed Rufus, didn't they?
Rufus, I think, there's some of the people
right.
did form Rufus, yeah.
And so, but again, this is where, and I'm just going to go back to this retro radio thing they did recently about, which is just, it was very jock focused, but there was this connection. And you guys are getting played on AM and FM in Chicago on different stations like WLS. But you weren't getting necessarily, you weren't getting national play yet.
No. I mean, we really didn't get that. Lady was on Sticks 2, which was our second record, which was recorded in 73. First one was recorded in 72. And we sort of, you know, it didn't really get pushed that far. It got onto the charts, but it didn't really get high up. And somehow, some way, it seemed like some of our, the showbiz attorney said, you know, they really didn't work that record. They should have. They didn't push it hard enough. They didn't get behind it. And so we had kind of a re-release of it a year later. And then actually it got to number one in every city. It just didn't get to number one at the same time. So the national charts, we were in the top five a number of times with Lady as a single, but it never got to number one on the chart. But I mean, top 10, we'll take top 10.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Top 10 in a city like Chicago, other bands were top 10 in Miami or top 10. And there was still a kind of regionalism. What's that?
But with Lady, it was top 10 nationally.
Right. I'm saying you got there. But what I'm saying is yeah. at the beginning, there used to be much more, and this is, I'm not trying to sound like the old guy on the lawn, but as I've grown to know how the music business works, there were so many of these smaller labels like Wooden Nickel that had really good regional success, but it took a larger label to come in and either purchase the tracks, purchase the masters, whatever it was that they were going to buy, and then they propelled them forward. But that was the thing about, I mean, I still have my Wooden Nickel Sticks albums.
Okay.
I'm never going to let them go.
All right.
So you took a kind of an unusual path today to number one. And I say number one, meaning the band was one of the most popular bands of the 1970s. What's your fondest memory of those early years when you were hoofing it? You were a baby band and you were trying to break it.
Well, I mean, we rode in a motorhome, and our three crew guys were in a big old box truck that and carried the gear and then. All the PA systems and everything we dealt with, the production for the shows was far different than it is today. It was evolving, but anywhere they were willing to pay us, we kind of went there.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, somebody like Little Rock, Arkansas, Lady actually became number one in Little Rock, Arkansas, the first go around. And KAAY, which is 50,000 watt thing like WLS
right.
is in Chicago. I could drive around in my car and hear KAAY every night. There was a guy named Clyde Clifford who had kind of a psychedelic show going on down there. And so we became popular in Little Rock. We went and played Little Rock. It was the first real city we played outside of Illinois. And we get into Wisconsin quite a bit, and of course into Indiana and Michigan, but it took a while to spread the whole thing. We just had to keep at it, and we did.
Yeah. And at the same time, your roles within the band of Sticks. You were all excellent musicians, but you could hear the growth as as songwriters. And I think it's been said fairly, maybe, that you are the George Harrison of Styx, right? That if you, Tommy Shaw and, right?
Yeah. That's a fair example, I would say, yeah.
You take that. that's cool. And Styx had, you know, we talk about the, you know, progressive rock has kind of come back as a term, but that prog rock of the early 70s, that was its own thing.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of British bands that really got into the prog before we did, and we were just trying to you know, embrace that in a way that we could still do our music. And I mean, ultimately the pinnacle of the 70s for us was the Grand Illusion album.
Right.
Which,
great album.
Was released on 7/7/77, right. 7 million copies. And it was our seventh album.
Right. It was a great album. Yeah. I love it. I'm going to be playing something from that for a bumper, but that's still not the Styx song that I start my morning with. You'll hear me say, if you were here in my house, because I'm getting ready, I teach at Kansas State, and I will turn to Alexa. I'll say, Alexa, play, and you pop up all the time. I'll play you that one in just a minute as a bumper. Okay. But, yeah, could you guess? I mean, I don't know. Could you guess?
What you would play?
Yeah, like early 70s for people that knew you well at the very early years.
Well, Best Thing was our first single to chart at all. But Lady was, you know, Lady was the
right.
Best single. The third record, virtually nothing emerged nationally. And the fourth record was Man of Miracles, which.
Yeah. That was kind of a dip, wasn't it? That was an off speed album for you all.
Well, I don't know. We did that with, it was rather low tech comparatively to what followed.
Right.
And, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, right, then Equinox, the first record we did for A&M, that really made that was really the next.
That's jump. A great album. Great album. All right. So I'm just setting that up. I'm throwing that out there. And you know, it's funny because if I had to picture you, honestly, I mean, you're a handsome man, JY. You are. But if I had to picture you, it's with that mall poodle do honestly, that sort of spaceman shirt you had with the fake, with the shoulder pads on it, the kind of the Rick James thing you had going on. That's how I picture you.
Well, we got into those jumpsuits. Yes, we did.
do you still have those, I wouldn't call them costumes. Would you still have that regalia from the early years or even the mid years?
They're probably hidden in my attic somewhere.
Okay. Smithsonian, dude. I'm saying.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.